Some child care providers are looking at new ways to get more testing for staff as a key tool to limiting the spread of the coronavirus. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports on a new initiative to try and make sure child care centers can stay open even as coronavirus rates rise in the community.
As more people get COVID-19, it's inevitable that more cases will pop up in preschools and child care, despite wearing masks and rigorous cleaning. But it can feel overwhelming for some of the providers who call Doris Yepez.
First, going into panic mode.
Yepez works for Nurturee, which runs 6 child care programs and supports 130 family child care providers in the Boston area. She helps home-based caregivers when there's a possible exposure. And she tries to help parents, too.
I have found myself booking appointments for, 2 o'clock, which is right away. And the parents like, no, I'm still at work. I can't leave my work and go get my kid tested.
Like other child cares, which reopened this summer, Nurturee has had a few isolated instances of coronavirus. But in late October, that changed. Nurturee CEO Laura Peril.
It was 2 days back to back. It was a tough 2 days.
A teacher at one center had tested positive. At a different location, a parent had COVID-19. A third site, another teacher tested positive.
I had some level of exposure in 3 different centers, in 3 different neighborhoods, in 3 different towns, and no cross-pollination of staff.
Peril closed 3 classrooms for a week and completely shut down one center for nearly 3 weeks. She encouraged all staff and families get tested. All told, 4 teachers and 2 children tested positive at one location. Peril says contact tracers had trouble determining which cases were contracted in the center and which ones were from the community.
And so that's really when we felt that this was a sign of things to come and we needed more testing support and a better testing solution.
Peril thinks she could have reopened 3 days sooner if the families and staff were able to get tested more quickly. Child care doesn't have any systematic testing right now in Massachusetts. In K-12, the Baker administration is rolling out rapid antigen tests called BinaxNow Now at 134 districts, part of its strategy to keep schools open. Child care providers say they need that same kind of targeted testing to stay open, too. Now, a new pilot program by the nonprofit Neighborhood Villages will test nearly 500 child care and after-school staff once a week. Co-founder Lauren Kennedy.
We are hemorrhaging women from our workforce, largely related to child care breakdowns. Many women leaving their jobs or losing their jobs because they don't have the care solutions that we need.
The pilot program is using a model called pooled testing, using the gold standard PCR tests, which are much more sensitive than rapid tests. Here's how it works. Samples are taken from staff at a center and then tested in one batch. If that batch comes back negative, it's unlikely anyone in that group has the coronavirus. If it comes back positive, each person in that pool will have to get tested individually. UC Berkeley health economist Jonathan Kolstad says the pooled test complements other health precautions really well.
The name of the game is basically finding potential asymptomatic spreaders and moving them out before they can transmit it to anyone else.
Colleges, as well as private and more resourced K-12 schools like Wellesley, are using pooled testing. Kolstad says other municipalities and businesses are interested too.
It's not lost on them that if everyone I know has been tested this week, I'm a lot safer.
And for Nurturee's Laura Peril, that feeling means a lot to her staff.
They are at higher risk than those of us who work virtually. And they're showing up and they're in the classrooms every day. And if it gives them greater confidence to know that they and all their peers tested negative that week, then that seems to me to be the kinds of things we do to keep childcare open.
Many public health experts believe pooled testing could and should be scaled up across childcare and K-12 schools. Kolstad says there's a huge return on investment.
Even if you simply value the lost productivity of parents who are unable to work at all or work completely, that alone would pay for the testing many times over.
which he estimates at $50 to $100 million a month in family incomes in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.